We never thought of it as a homeless shelter. We thought of it as home.
We are about promoting dignity and the worth of every person that comes through our doors. And so Ruth's Place embodies, it captures the essence of what we're trying to do for these women.
Ruth's Place, to me, saved my life.
You'll never be able to separate the needy from the greedy. So your neighbor is always someone who knocks at your door. And I believe as a faith-based organization, if someone knocks at my door and asks for my help, I'm required to provide that.
That's what Ruth's Place gives you. You come in and you are broken. You are somebody's wife, somebody's mother, somebody's girlfriend, and you go out and you are yourself. You are a whole person.
Anybody that leaves here and is not in a good spirit, they don't want to be, because you can't help it being around clients in here and the staff. Because if you come here, you're going to be secure, you're going to be safe, you're going to leave here with a smile on your face. This place is truly, truly a blessing.
Ruth's Place, the only emergency women's shelter in Luzerne County, will hold its annual walkathon next Sunday, November 13th at 1 p.m. As their biggest fundraiser of the year, shelter director Kristen Topolsky explains how the walkathon raises not only money, but awareness.
The walkathon was actually the brainchild of a resident who stayed here. She was a radio host, fell out of a window, three stories, broke bones, and ended up at Ruth's Place. And as they were talking, you know, forming this agency and talking, she said, you know, maybe we should do a fundraiser and have people walk a mile in our shoes. And this is at the time that we weren't open 24 hours a day. What it's like to walk past all these agencies we have to use every day and let them get a feel for it. And it became our biggest fundraiser and awareness raiser of the year. So now we walk a mile in the shoes for all, we go past all the social service agencies that the women have to use on a daily basis, remembering how grateful we are now to have a shelter that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and how we need to keep it open because funding to homeless shelters has been drastically cut. We need the support of the community, not only financially, but getting out there with all those faces and showing that this homeless shelter is needed. 211 women last year slept in these beds. 211. And we don't think we have a homeless problem with the women in Luzerne County.
For a long time, homelessness among women was not an issue. But as more women became breadwinners of the house, the problem has become more prevalent.
We as a society, we say, you know, look at these homeless women, they can't maintain, they can't. But think about how many people you know that are a paycheck away from homelessness. Lose your job, where are you going to go? The difference between these women and a lot of women that we know is other women have a support system. These women don't. And we do. We see a lot of nurses' aides who lose their jobs or their hours get cut. We see a lot of women who are working in retail where they've lost their jobs or factory jobs if there's some sort of injury and they end up in the shelter. We've seen elderly women or women who are a little bit older who came home and took care of their parents and their parents passed away and they didn't have the money to maintain the family home. So you see all sorts of situations. It's not what you see on the movies, you know, drunk women or high women sleeping under the bridge. It's truly people who just cannot maintain their life in this economic environment.
Carletta was one of those women.
We just got put out of her house because of violations in the house that the landlord did not want to fix, and which we were telling him over and over. He didn't care. And at the same time, I lost my job. I lost my house on a Thursday and my job on a Friday. And then I went to stay with my aunt, who said, I don't care how long you have to be here, you can come and stay with me. So she got herself a boyfriend. And she said to me, well, you have to leave when he comes over. So I went up to CEO and I got a list of places. And the first name of a shelter that popped out was Ruth Place. Walking from CEO, I'm calling and they were like, well, okay, you have to be here in an hour. I said, I'm on my way as we speak. So I came here, and when I got here, I was like ready to just cry and say I give up. I couldn't do it anymore.
One of Carletta's biggest obstacles once finding Ruth's Place was her children.
I was in Ruth's Place about 3-4 months ago. You know, I always knew about women's shelters, but to actually come here, it really helped me. It made me see that I had to think about me more than everybody else, especially my kids, because I would drop everything for them. They helped me understand that I couldn't think about my son, who live with me at the time, I had to think about me. He would call me, Mom, I need money. Mom, I need this, I need that. And then finally, I said to myself, you know what? I could go and get a two-bedroom apartment. But if I do that, then he's not going to stand on his own. And which he knows how to do it. But it was always, I was like his security blanket. And I looked at him. He says, oh, so you're talking to CEO. You're going to get a two-bedroom. I said, no, I'm getting a one-bedroom. And Miss Betty looked at me and she says, well, you have a couple places. And I said, one over in your building. That's where I'm going to be at.
Miss Betty Mangum, or Mom, as many of the shelter's residents call her, has been with Ruth's Place since its beginnings. When the pastor of First United Methodist Church in Wilkes-Barre noticed the women sleeping outside, he decided to open the basement to them as an overnight shelter. Miss Betty was lucky to have this option.
In 2006, I came to First United Methodist Church. I was in a recovering. I had an addiction, which was heroin. I came right in the middle of a women's shelter. So I say my recovery came through the women in the shelter. They helped me as much as I hoped I helped them.
Now a full-time employee of Ruth's Place, Miss Betty feels her past helps her connect and help the women that have come through.
I've seen many women come through here. I've developed a relationship. It's how you treat a person. I feel that I was called to serve with compassion and understanding, because a lot of these things that these women are suffering from, I've been there too. I feel that you have to have experienced something to work in a place like this. We deal with women with all types of issues, and I have issues too.
In 2009, Ruth's Place received its 501c3, making it a freestanding nonprofit organization and allowing them to provide even better care and resources for the homeless women in Luzerne County. Because Ruth's Place is an emergency shelter, women are only allowed to stay for 30 days. Shelter director Kristen explains that in that time, they are provided many services on site to help with finding a home, acquiring a job, counseling, and much more.
The doors open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So now the women don't have to go onto the streets. We bring everything right here to them. Commission on Economic Opportunity comes, community counseling comes, Victims Resource Center comes, AA comes. You know, anything you can think of, they can come right through our doors, and all those services are provided right here under one roof.
Beverly, a previous resident of the shelter, explains what she took from Ruth's Place.
I was here 2 weeks, but in that 2 weeks' time, I have gotten so much help from them. And not when you leave here, it's not just that you're gone, because staff here gives you the tools that you need to leave here and to be successful. Okay, but it's up to us if we want to take those tools and use them.
A year ago, Beverly's life had taken a turn for the worst.
Ruth's Place, to me, saved my life. I tried to take my own life. A year ago, next month, I was with a man that just alienated me from my family. You know, he had a wife and he lied to me about it. We end up getting an apartment where I was supposed to be on a lease, but come to find out, he had me physically removed by the police from the apartment because his wife came up here. I ended up staying in Kirby Park for 2 nights because I had nowhere to go. And I was so humiliated that I just didn't want to live, because the hurt. I took a bunch of pills, but I guess God said he wasn't ready for me. He just made me sick on the stomach. So in return, I asked God to help me. I asked him what to do, and he gave me the answer. He told me, call Christian. And I did. When I called Christian, Christian said, where are you? I told her I was at Wilkes-Barre General. She said, I have been trying to find you. My friend Diane had informed her of what was going on. Diane was a resident here, but she also used to work here. So she told me, she said, when you leave Wilkes-Barre General, you come here to me. And I did.
Finding shelter was only one of the problems Beverly was dealing with.
I was hurting. I mean, not just physically, I was mentally hurting so bad. that I was feeling it on every part of my body. You know, my body was aching. But the staff here, oh God, they got me help with community counseling. They got me help through CEO. And it was just them being here for me, period, spiritually. Miss Betty, she's like a mother to me. I've never had that mother. My mother, no, because me and my mother's not close. But that's my mother. In January, I had triple bypass. She had been there for me every step of the way. My own mother couldn't make it. When I went into surgery, she was there. When I came out, she was there. I have fear. But I have my mother, and I have Pastor Marcel and Christian. And they keep telling me not to have fear. It's going to be okay. God's not going to let it happen. I can't help but have fear because we're talking about my heart. I had triple bypass in January. I was told that the heart muscle is still weak. It's not getting any better. That they don't expect my heart muscle to outlast 8 months. But there is a surgery that they can give me. They're putting a device in my chest. I need my blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes under control. If not, I will not even be considered for surgery. So that's why it has to fear. I have that fear. I have that fear that if I don't get it under control, I'm gone. But when I call Christian or Miss Betty, they give me a word that uplifts me. And they tell me, stop thinking about having fear, because fear is nothing but the devil. Even though I know my health is not excellent right now, I thank God every night before I go to bed and every morning. I thank him for this place. I thank him for the people he has put in my life, because they're all a blessing.
Ruth's Place is an organization based on faith, and its name displays that. The name Ruth comes from the Book of Ruth in the Old Testament of the Bible. Chairman of the Board of Directors for Ruth's Place and Director of the Cheval Center at King's College, Bill Bolin explains how the story of Ruth relates to the mission of the shelter.
The Book of Ruth is the only book of the Bible that deals in depth with homelessness, and it's a very touching story of a mother and a daughter-in-law who become true and great friends when the men in their life are no longer around. It is a true kind of mother-daughter relationship, and one is without the home and the other takes them under their wing. And that's the kind of atmosphere and environment that we try to promote at the shelter, that it's not simply a place to put your head or a place where you get a phone number for someone to call. We have a staff that I think is exceptional and that makes every woman feel as if they are worth $1 million. We are about promoting dignity and the worth of every person that comes through our doors. And so Ruth's Place embodies, it captures the essence of what we're trying to do for these women.
The spiritual core of the organization gives residents a faith to hold on to and to keep them moving forward. During her time at Ruth's Place, Carletta found a stronger belief in God.
Being here made my faith and trust and belief in God a lot stronger than it was. Because it was always there, but it was just, like I said, okay, I know God is there. And I would just go on with things. But being in the situation where I was here, it just made it a lot stronger. When I get up in the morning, I always play Vicky Winans' DVD and start singing it. And every morning, my neighbors would sit there and they'd be like, okay, you didn't play your song yet. And I'd be like, don't worry, it's coming. One that I really like is Break Yourself Loose. It's like she is in shackles. And like she tells you how to break yourself loose by trusting in God and putting your faith and belief in him. And like she said, you can loose the shackles. And when she sits there and she say, free at last, like she holds her hands up and it's like you can really feel like her, once she breaks the chains, that she's really free.
Jesus took Hi, this is Bill Boland, board member for Ruth's Place Women's Shelter in Wilkes-Barre. As public funding for the homeless continues to dwindle, we need the community's help. On Sunday, November 13th, Ruth's Place will hold a rally and fundraising walk starting at 1 o'clock on Public Square. Proceeds will go towards keeping the shelter open 24/7. To get involved, go to our website, ruthsplace.com, or call 822-6817 for more information.
We now return to Ruth's journey. As a faith-based organization, Miss Betty considers herself a spiritual guide for the women.
Most of the time when they come in, they're frightened. They don't know what to expect. So I go to them and I tell them that stay here a couple of days and you'll get used to it and you'll see that it's a good place to be. We have a director which just looks after everything. We have a case manager that helps manage the women. But what happens to the soul? So I come, my part is spiritual because I believe that God called me as a for a ministry to work with the women because he turned around and gave me a scripture in Matthew's about feeding the hungry, giving drink to the one that's thirsty, clothes the naked, and shelter for the homeless. So when you think from a spiritual thoughts, you think back to Jesus Christ. He was homeless. He was born in no place to stay. And I don't know of any place in the Bible that says he ever had a home. So we're coming with that and the scripture that he keeps putting back. And if I think I want to feel like I want to step back, that scripture comes in mind. And I promised him from the beginning I would go, do, and say whatever he had me to do or go or say if he helped me.
Believing that God makes things happen for a reason, Miss Betty now looks at her struggles as positive experiences.
Since he allowed me to go into Luzerne County Correction Facilities for 35 days, it was on a drug charge. But it was to open my eyes to seeing how the women were being treated there. And come back out and make a difference in somebody's life. So I'm glad about that. I wasn't too thrilled about it when it happened, but now I can look back and see why he allowed this to happen. Because we get a lot of women coming straight out of jail here. So you have to have been there to know how they're feeling.
While Laurentia never went to jail, she was on her way before coming to Ruth's Place.
After 10 years of being sober, I went back to drugs. And I was heading very, very fast towards jail. I'd never been to jail, never want to be to jail, but I was heading there. They came and they had inspected the apartment complex I was in. My landlord had brought the inspector in, was going to inspect all the apartments because what he wanted to do was get rid of the drug dealer that was in the apartment complex. He did not know about me. So he had all four apartments done. My gas had gotten turned off. I had not been able to pay for it. So they had kicked me out of the house as if it was condemned. It was the best thing that happened. I stayed clean since then. I got into community counseling services on a full-time basis, three times a week. Wyoming Valley Drug and Alcohol, one time a month to see a therapist. I have been attending AA meetings various times. When I was living up here, see, all the AA meetings are usually down in the south side, and my apartment is in the south side. Once everything's settled down there, I'm going to be able to start attending AA meetings on a daily basis. And I do intend to do so because I need them. But that's what put me in this place, was drugs.
Coming to Ruth's Place while still addicted to substances can be a struggle, as there is zero tolerance for drug use while staying at the shelter.
Staff does not put up with drugs and alcohol. They will give you a drug kit to test. I was
informed one time by one of the staff that, you know, if I did such and such, I don't know why she felt that way. Maybe she just felt she needed to be a little bit harder on me. Maybe she didn't think I was working hard enough on my future plans. You know, sometimes maybe we aren't. But I did work harder after that. I really did. I think ticking me off like that was probably the best way to get me to work harder. I realized she was doing it to help me.
Coming to a homeless shelter for the first time is often scary and surreal. Working in a hospital and living with her husband, Eileen never imagined herself in a shelter.
My husband of 28 years had open heart surgery last year, and the doctor said he was going to have a meltdown, and he did, and he decided he didn't want to be married anymore. I was here from Philadelphia. I knew nobody. He just up and took off because his medication was wrong, and it affected him. In Philadelphia, I worked in a hospital, and I helped place people in shelters. So I never saw myself as being homeless. It was scary. It was surreal. I was numb. I cried for the first 3 days.
Adjusting to life in the shelter is different for each woman, but once they have figured out the routine, the benefits of Ruth's Place shine.
Every day we had chores. They rotate, but every day we had to mop and clean, and we took such a sense of pride in it because this was our home for, you know, as long as we were here. And it was absolutely magnificent. Everybody pitched in as a team. We had a really good time. We never thought of it as a homeless shelter. We thought of it as home. We are encouraged to support each other, and some of us do. And when you leave this place, you bodily leave. You spiritually don't leave. This is the place where I got myself together. I actually was able to sit down and examine myself. It gives you a sense of self-worth, pride in yourself. That's what Ruth's Place gives you. You come in and you are broken. You are somebody's wife, somebody's mother, somebody's girlfriend, and you go out and you are yourself. You are a whole person. That's what this place does for you. If you really, really take advantage of everything here, you will find out who you are.
The women of Ruth's Place call it a house of hope. From the day they walk in the doors, they are greeted with smiles and the resources to get them back on their feet. Carletta explains how Ruth's Place continues to make women feel good about themselves long after they've left the shelter.
I love it here. It's like a second home to me. I have a lot of friends, but I don't have a lot of friends. I call them acquaintance. I just kind of break myself away from the people that are not inspiring or moving forward with their life. And what's funny is the one guy that I know who thinks he's my boyfriend, but he's not. Like, he calls me on the phone and he'll say, "I miss you." "Why do you miss me?" I ask him. But he can't tell me, like, okay, "I miss you because you're a good person to be around, you know, and I enjoy you, I have fun with you." He don't say that. And when I talked to them, they were like, "Because we enjoyed you being here," when they say they miss me. And that makes me feel good about myself to know that, okay, I'm worth a lot more, you know, and it showed me that I don't need a man to make me. I can make myself. I just love how they, like, come up and hug you and say they miss you, because it makes me feel like, okay, I wasn't just another person that came here and gave you a paycheck. You know, I was actually important to you, important enough that you remember who I am.
With all of the programs and help offered to the women of Ruth's Place, the title of homeless shelter still draws negative connotations in many minds. Kristen, the shelter's director, feels changing these minds is sometimes the hardest part of her job.
The hardest part for me is like going to meetings and you'll hear other professionals say, "Well, that means she'll have to go to a homeless shelter." Like it's something horrible. And I try to educate the community and say, this is better than them jumping from couch to couch or sleeping on the street, because they're going to get the services they need. And just like employment, the longer you're unemployed, the harder it is to find a job. The longer you're without a house, the harder it is to find a house. Most of the landlords, if you really talk to them and tell them that they're coming in with a support system and a place behind them, they're willing to work with us. And especially when it's women, you know, and when they meet with the women. We have had a problem sometimes of like landlords calling in, and when you answer the phone, Roost Place, and you say it's a homeless women's shelter, then they don't want to rent to that woman or give the woman a job. But when you get on the phone and you explain that, you know, they're in a program that has some support, and you're probably taking less of a risk taking this woman because she has a support system now, they usually come around and see that it's a good thing.
Housing up to 20 women at a time, Kristen explains the best parts of running the shelter.
The girl that you came in, and you know, maybe it's her second time in shelter, and you know, you're looking at her thinking, you have it in you, you can do this, and you know, she takes the bull by the horns and goes back to school, or you know, does something really amazing. You know, I've seen women who are just down now. We had one young woman who came in, her parents had passed away, she couldn't maintain the house, you know, it was seized by the state. She just had nowhere, and she felt the whole world turned on her. And she actually had a fashion degree, and we got her working with a clothing closet, and she just loved going down there every single day and helping people. And you know, it was just a little volunteer job, but it was enough to get her feeling like she belonged in this world and that she wanted to do something more. So it's those kinds of things. You know, it's the nice things that the ladies do here for each other. You know, when you walk in and they're working together on something, or they share information with each other, because women can be horrible to one another. And when you can put 20 women under one roof and have them work together, it's nice. What happens is you have a house of women and you have three or four really strong leaders. And the leaders will kind of move out, and you'll get this group of girls who are not so, you know, strong or didn't have as much confidence, that kind of see this group of leaders doing it, and they'll move out too. And then all of a sudden, you'll get a whole new set of women, and it'll get really rocky for a while. And the staff will say, oh my gosh, the house is real chaotic. Like right now, we have like 9 new women. So the house is real chaotic until everybody figures out where they stand. And you'll see 3 or 4 leaders emerge, and you'll see the kind of the little followers, and the house will get a little more stable. And then all of a sudden, they'll move out, and you'll see rockiness again. So for me as a shelter director, I love to see the time of instability when things start to get a little rocky in the house, because it means that things are changing. It means that people are moving forward, and a new group of women that really need some help and some work are coming on board.
Beverly, who spoke at last year's walkathon and will do so again on November 13th, considers her time at Ruth's Place a blessing.
When I tell people what I went through, why I'm here, and they look at me and ask, why are you crying? It's not, how you say, it's not them in pain. Tears I cry, it's tears of joy. It's joy. God has put this place and staff in my life. Every time I think about it, what I went through and where I'm at now, I cry. It's a joy. I have slept in the park, and it was cold, and had no coat. It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling being homeless, period. So when I got here, my spirits were just, I mean, way down. I had no self-esteem. I had nothing. You know, it's just, I just felt like crap. Staff here is awesome. They lift your spirits. Anybody that leaves here and is not in a good spirit, they don't want to be. Because you can't help it being around clients in here and the staff. If you in here and you're still doing wrong, you don't want to do right. You don't want to do right, you don't want to be in a pleasant place where you're secure, then you don't need to be here. Because if you come here, you're going to be secure, you're going to be safe, you're going to leave here with a smile on your face. This place is truly, truly a blessing.
For WRKC News, I'm Kelly Calloway.